B-Pod Studios.
On the phone with us right now is the president of the Frankie Campbell Funeral Home and a historian on the funeral business. It's Gene Schultz. Hi, Gene.
Hi, how are you doing?
Welcome to the show. And I read in the newspaper today, actually, the Frankie E. Campbell Funeral Home is the funeral home to the stars, and you celebrate 100 years of service.
Well, we are the funeral home for every background that in the city of New York, but we happen to have a following with a theatrical aspect here in the city, and of many of the political people that are residents of the city as well, and others who have come to us who are very well known in public life.
It seems like a list here. It's essentially a who's who over the past 100 years of some of the people that you have assisted in funeral arrangements for, dating all the way back to like Fatty Arbuckle from the 1920s.
That's correct.
Ed Sullivan, Mae West, Rita Hayworth, Greta Garbo. As far as athletes, Arthur Ashe, Jack Dempsey, Rocky Graziano, Billy Martin. Why is it that they go to the Frankie Campbell? Is it the way you handle things? Is it you guys top shelf?
We are, and we consider ourselves to be the finest in the not only in the city, in the world, in service. We provide not only our facility is of the at the state of the art. It is also our staffing is the same way. We are quite schooled in all of the types of services that are available throughout the country. And we work very closely with the United Nations and repatriation to all over the world. So we're well known, not only in the community in the United States, but the world.
I'm guessing that Notorious B.I.G. was not your average service.
No, it was not, but it was very interesting and quite well attended.
I have to ask you, though, I mean, in handling funeral arrangements, I mean, you handled arrangements for anyone between with like Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, Judy Garland, and then you get like a Notorious B.I.G. rapper extraordinaire, controversial to say the least. How do you handle the different types of families? It's certainly not the same for like a Notorious B.I.G. as it would be for like a Jackie Kennedy.
No, each family actually tells us and confides in us the type of service that they are looking to have. And they actually design the service around their needs and not the needs of the community, so to speak. They prepare whatever they're going to have as far as music, religious background, things that would be relate closely to the deceased. And so every service is really designed for that individual, and no two are really alike when it comes to people who are known, very well known in the community, in the world, such as this gentleman was, and such as Judy Garland and Mae West or Joan Crawford or John Lennon, any of these individuals who have come to us.
Now, you bring up John Lennon. When he was murdered back in 1980, I believe Yoko Ono had him cremated.
That is correct.
So you would handle the cremation and all of that?
Yes,
of the deceased?
That particular service was very, very private, as opposed to something like Judy Garland that was quite well attended by the public and a public service first, and then a private service.
I guess that's why the celebrities or people in the spotlight like to handle you guys, go through funeral arrangements with you guys, because you do respect their privacy. And as from what I'm reading, media is almost never allowed near the Frankie Campbell Funeral Home.
Yes, they are. They are allowed, and we respect the media greatly, and they respect us. What we are doing really is following the wishes of the family. Mm-hmm. Yes, many of the celebrities, the stars, that are families that come to us want their total privacy, and we respect that. And so, in turn, we have to ask that the press likewise respect the privacy of that family, and they do. Certainly, their business is to try to find
sure.
as much information.
Well, the
as
reason
they
why
can,
I said something like that is because reading the article that I read off the Associated Press, it says that the funeral home is a private and almost secretive place, and the media are normally barred from the inside.
Yes, usually, unless they're actually invited in by the general public.
Tell me about this Frankie Campbell. What was his deal?
Frankie Campbell started his business at the age of 20 in 1898 and in Lower Manhattan on 14th Street, and then moved to 23rd Street and spent a couple of years there, and then finally in 1915 moved to 67th and Broadway, and that's where Enrico Caruso was buried from. Also, of course, Rudolph Valentino, who set Mr. Campbell world famous because of the tremendous crowds that came in at that time for the funeral. And then in 1934, he died, and in 38, Mrs. Campbell saw the need to come to the East Side and established herself at 81st and Madison, where we are now.
Gene, how long have you been with the Frankie Campbell Funeral Home?
Well, some people like to think I was here 100 years ago, but actually I have been here. I've been associated with the firm for 37 years.
Now, in those 37 years, a lot of celebrities and prominent politicians and athletes have been buried, and your funeral arrangements have been wonderful. But what's the one that stands out in your mind out of 30-plus years involved with the funeral home? What service stands out in your mind as, like, one of the best?
Well, actually, there are two of them, because one of them was Judy Garland in 1969, which I personally was involved from the very beginning of her preparation here at the funeral home to directing her service. And then to Jacqueline Onassis Kennedy, who I really knew on a personal basis, and her family, and of course was very much involved from the very beginning with her funeral arrangement right up to the of being a pallbearer at the Arlington Cemetery.
Wow. I believe it was, from what I'm reading, it was your company that went right to her apartment to remove her body.
Well, yes, but she was actually prepared right at home, never removed to our funeral home. And then we transferred the casket from our funeral home to the residence.
Everything was done at her apartment, from the embalming and all, and the whole nine yards?
That is correct, right.
That's certainly not normal.
It's not normal, but it's done on occasion.
Oh, all right. Anything that you guys are planning for the big 100th birthday?
We have already had it. We had on Wednesday of last week, we had a formal, by invitation only, open house. And then at 7 o'clock in the evening, Cardinal O'Connor arrived here. He was invited to give the invocation, and we had Dr. Ronald Sobel of Temple Emmanuel and Canon Harry Krause from St. Thomas Church here in the city participate in the service, which lasted about 45 minutes. It was a reaffirmation and dedication of service by Frankie Campbell for the next 100 years.
Well, Gene, best of luck to you. Best of luck to the funeral home, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
That's Gene Schultz, president of the Frank E. Campbell Funeral Home, 100 years old. A who's who. Ed Sullivan, Thomas Dewey, Henry Cabot Lodge, Rex Harrison. The list goes on and on, including, you know, they don't care. Rapper like Notorious B.I.G. wants to have his arrangements handled there. They'll do it.
Well, that was probably Puffy.
because Sean Puffy Combe handled that.
You know, he travels in a lot of different circles. He probably went and asked some of his rich friends.
Right.
Who it is I get to bury B? You say Frankie Campbell. Okay. I sent a lady down there.
That's right.
Bare-chested woman went up and made the arrangement.
That's right. And meanwhile, the Puff Daddy went to another party.
Oh, well, you know that. Funeral was a big party.
You know it was.
Because Puffy, he don't like women wearing tops.
Hey, it's Dan and Haney on K-Rock.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I
get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Any nice day, you'll find people in almost any park enjoying
Stan and Haney.
They're fun. Sold separately from Wham-O.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I started talking without the microphone on.
Hey.
And then I started realizing, in order for you guys to hear us, maybe I got to turn the mics on.
It's exhaustion. You know, a lot of people don't understand it. When you do radio for as many hours a week as we do, you become numb. You don't know what's radio, what's reality.
No.
When you put in the time like that. So I got to turn a mic on. Done. Now. I didn't know that it would get like this, but I'm going to keep it running.
No.
Come on now. So yesterday, I told Junior I felt bad that the day earlier I was making fun of him because he wasn't seeing anybody at the moment. And, because he was setting judgment on the size of a woman's breast. And I said, well, what do you got to... And then it felt bad. I said, I shouldn't have done that. And so I gave, if you remember, I gave Junior an opportunity to put himself on display. Tell everybody a little bit about himself. He failed miserably.
Yes.
But, we did receive one call... from a gentleman named Scott, who said that his daughter, who still lives at home, a little socially awkward, wasn't seeing anybody, and he would ask her if she would like to go out with Junior and have a first date, just see if you like each other, and then take it on from there. You know, give Junior an opportunity to spend an evening with a woman instead of Roger. and I
wouldn't want to do that.
No. Well, you know what? I think you would be and you are. You're a good friend to people. You are mild-mannered, but Junior, look, Rog, you've been through the ringer already.
Yeah.
All right, you've been through all kinds of hell.
Oh,
Haney,
my.
Hell, me, hell. Junior is approaching 30 and hasn't experienced life. Yeah. And so,
yeah,
I thought this would be a good opportunity to get himself out there, take the spotlight off of Stan, Haney, even you, Rog, just take a step back and let him. And so this guy, Scott, called him and said, I have a daughter. She's in her late 20s. She's a little socially awkward. I don't know if she'd be interested, but I can ask her. And then, of course, Junior, who shouldn't be too picky, starts getting a little pompous. No, I don't know. No way, unless I get a picture. No way. No way. We got a picture.
Yeah.
And she's lovely.
Yes.
If he's not trying to catfish him. She's lovely.
And I think she has some of the features that he enjoys.
Correct. And she doesn't mind, So, but I'm going to save the text for when he comes in, because Scott, the dad, the father, is supposed to call. Yes, is supposed to call in. And he asked his daughter to call in and told her the time. She said that she's working, but will try to call in, because why? She's up for the idea.
That's great.
She's up for the, which, again, leads me back. I button hook back to the, is this really Scott's wife? Oh, no. And they're trying to lure Junior over. And, who knows?
I didn't even think of that.
Who knows? Something might go on between her and Junior. Meanwhile, he's in the other room with an 8mm camera filming.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't know. And then, he keeps it on the tripod, and 15 minutes in, he joins.
Oh, man.
I don't.
Have you been listening to too much of our morning show?
No, I haven't. Evidently, I haven't listened enough.
That's a big subject.
Is it? What? Menage?
Cuckolding and stuff like that. Look,
Andy and I, we've talked about that long before. It's been
not near
discussed.
As much as those guys.
Oh, you don't know, Rog. We've got 30 some odd years under our belt. We know all about the menage a trois. We know about the daisy chains, and we know about the devil's threesome and all of this stuff, and we know what to be aware of, what to stay away from. And Rog, I don't want to expose too much of Haney's life or my life, but it's not like we just read about this stuff.
Yes.
It's not like we just, in our lifetime, we pick up a magazine or pamphlet and read about that this could happen.
Yeah.
He and I have stories. Some of them we'd like to forget.
Right.
Because they turned sour. It was a good idea to begin with. Kind of like Junior doing this. It's a good idea. He's going out with a date with a lovely woman. And then the next thing you know, it's the devil's threesome, and it's being filmed for, YouPorn.
Yeah.
So, but it goes back to my original point. Haney's lived life. We could write a book. You, trust me, some of the stuff you've told me over the past 6 months.
Yeah.
What a nightmare. What a hellstorm. But he doesn't have those things.
He needs them. He needs a little experience.
And every man, every man. Whether you're dating somebody, whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you're looking, whether you're not looking, you need some knowledge, life experience. He doesn't have any.
Yeah, you're right. He needs to live it a little.
I mean, Haney and I are open books, but if I just said to you, you got some stories, don't you? Some that you'd like to forget.
And some that are worthy of Penthouse Forum.
Sure.
You know?
What?
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying. Now, I think he should go at this open-minded. The picture we got of her, she's lovely. She's lovely.
Yeah.
So, go forward with this. Here's you and Haney has this. I think I have more of it than Haney does. I don't know about you. I have a sixth sense where, this is bad. You know, and I think I, above everybody, at least in this room, yes, have a sixth sense, yes, where I'm like, no. I'm out of here.
I wish I had a little bit more of that.
Well,
at least in my past.
Both of you have told me you wish. And I, not you so much, Rog, but with Haney, I warned him. I tried telling him, but
yeah.
But he doesn't have that. He doesn't know. How does he know if he has a sixth sense?
I don't know.
If he doesn't give it a try, where he's in a strange house in a bedroom and a mirror on the ceiling, and a king size bed with a lot of velvet and hear a film clicker.
Has one of the positive stories.
Yeah, that's a positive story, sure. Until it turns sour, where somebody comes out from behind the curtain with a bald head and something aroused.
Hey.
But again, he'd have to find that out on his own. I think we find out what's going on here. We gotta. And we will. Within the next hour, that's for sure.
Within the hour.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. I hope everybody got home in one piece yesterday. If you remember at the end of the show, we were telling about just a bad accident that was going on I-75 between Daniels and Colonial. And apparently all lanes were blocked for a long time. I took an alternate route home, as I urged everybody to do. And Rod, you will verify this. 7-car pileup that happened. Car hit another car from behind, which caused that one to what it was one of those quick stops. How many times have you been on I-75 driving and you might be going over one of the little ridges or something and you see up in front of you everything at a complete stop? Or if you're trying to get off at Daniels or you're trying to get off at Colonial, it's a complete stop, but you don't realize it because you're still doing 70 miles an hour plus coming up onto something that is completely stopped.
That is scary, and it always seems to happen like right when you're going over one of those overpasses, yes, at an exit and you can't really see what's coming.
And that's what happened yesterday. 7 cars involved in the crash that I read in the news. One of our road watchers yesterday said 9. I found out officially it was 7 cars involved in that. And that happens. There should be. It's a miracle that doesn't happen every day at Daniels and Colonial going northbound at the end of the day, where you see cars in that exit lane at a complete stop. And it is so scary. I just, please, be careful. That one, when I read what happened, because we were getting the reports all afternoon towards the end of the day. Don't go that way. All 3 lanes closed. Medevac coming in. I'm like, well, how bad? Seven cars. And it was because cars were coming up on the highway where in the middle of the highway, in the left lane and center lane, complete stop. And you're doing 70. Unbelievable.
Luckily, only a couple of injuries.
Yes. So. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Let's do the grab bag, Stan's audio grab bag, brought to you by Pewter Mug, US 41, North Naples. We told you earlier in the week, this is something. We told you earlier in the week that Al Pacino at the age of 83 is going to be a daddy. he didn't know that.
Yeah.
And he didn't believe it.
Hey, there's apparently a lot of there's apparently a lot of turmoil. Al Pacino didn't exactly celebrate when he found out that 29-year-old Noor Al-Fala was having his baby. In fact, he demanded a prenatal DNA test. And a source says he and the mom-to-be aren't even in a relationship. It is a complete mess from what we understand. We have here on the show today his exclusive reaction.
It was not what I wanted. I got no life. It was stupid.
I was
stupid.
You talk about my daughter that way.
Stupid. Hold on, she was being stupid. You don't understand. I was going to marry you.
Get out of here.
What do you want here? Wake up. This is the 21st century. So say goodnight to the bad guy.
But it's true. There's a total mayhem. She's being photographed with every old guy under the sun.
When is he going to stop just randomly hooking up with young women?
And I think that's what it was a hookup. And, you know, we're just trying to get Junior a date. and there's 83-year-old Al Pacino hooking up with a random.
Hey. Fighting them off.
Yep. Let's see what else is going on in the world.
This is not headline news. Al Pacino was shocked to find out his 29-year-old girlfriend is pregnant, as were her friends to find out she's into necrophilia. Jeez. A study finds an increasing number of U.S. teenagers are going to class stoned. In their defense, it is called high school. 181 people contracted COVID at a CDC conference. In addition to coughs, fevers, and chills, everyone involved is also being treated for elevated levels of irony. And June is National Celibacy Awareness Month. So we salute you, married men everywhere. This is not headline news.
I don't know how you make this mistake. I don't know. Let me set it up for you. We'll play the clip for you. Well, of course, that's what we do. It's the grab it. But I don't know how you make this mistake. Three teenagers have been arrested in upstate New York after killing a village swan and eating them.
What?
It happened over Memorial Day weekend. Apparently, the teens thought it was a wild large duck.
What? What?
And they had to be explained to the teens that that wasn't a duck. That was a village-owned swan. A beautiful, majestic bird. Here you go. Sorry, kids.
They believed that it was just a very large duck. They did not know that it was a swan. And they did not know that it was not a wild animal, that it was actually owned by the village manlius.
How do you not know? A swan and a duck.
Hey, look at that huge duck with the big old
different
neck.
Well, when I was growing up in Watch Hill, when I was at my grandmother's place in the bay, there was swans.
Yeah?
And they're beautiful birds. And you know what I know for a fact? Even as a child?
Yeah?
It ain't a duck.
Yeah. do you...
No, is there a story that you're wondering if I have?
Yes.
Well, let's find out if I have it.
Okay.
I'll have more about this in the news.
Cane mine author.
Hold on. Not in this, but I do know.
Yeah, okay.
Dateline, Ohio. An inmate escaped from prison in Ohio. First thing he did was make his way to McDonald's to order a hamburger. He broke out of jail. I got to get myself a McDonald's hamburger. An employee recognized the escaped prisoner as one Jason Lyle Conrad because of the odd way he ordered food at McDonald's.
Oh,
here you go.
He was asking for something off the dollar menu, and I was like, there hasn't been a dollar menu at McDonald's for a while. Like, he's been out of touch. And then, like, it clicked for me. I was like, oh, no, that's that guy.
He's ordering it. Give me something off that dollar menu.
Yeah.
What dollar menu? Let me have that 85-cent cheeseburger. Remember, remember earlier in the week when we were talking about the high school graduating class of 2023 and all the parents, yeah. Everyone were up mad because it was they put on their stuff on the cap and gown, graduating class of 2022.
Yes.
And they couldn't get it changed in time. It's happened again, except worse. Students and parents are upset at a high school in Illinois after their graduation stoles. And you know what a graduation stole is? It's your school color that goes over your shoulders, and on one side it has the school, and on the other side it says that you're a graduate and all of that. Their graduation stoles had a major misspelling on them. Ugh. They spelled the word graduate.
Oh, no.
Incorrectly. Graduatate.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Here.
I don't understand how you mess up a whole word. Yeah. Shouldn't happen like that.
We ain't realized until we was walking out the gate. They could have checked before because they made like 600 plus. So, man. And all of them were spelled wrong.
We're terribly disappointed and appalled about how they would even pass those out to the students. That would embarrass the community, the families, and even the school district should be embarrassed.
Freaks that carry your luggage up to the room, my doctor.
Well, I'm advisory that... So,
what?
No.
I think let's take a harder look at this. We had our cameras there.
Okay.
Allow me to congratulate you, graduates. You are so special. We invented a new word just for you.
Idiot.
As you graduate today, remember to have attention to detail, to dot every I, and to cross every T. even if you've added an extra one. Congratulations, Gratchitates.
That's what it... Look.
I think... You see misspellings all the time. But if it's a school, if it's an educational institution, have somebody proof it. Make sure that it's right. This is two high schools this week alone that effed stuff up bad. And it, to me, that's unacceptable. To me, and we've had this conversation, somebody screwed up. It's human incompetence that screwed up. Somebody's incompetent.
I mean, especially when you're honoring scholastic achievements.
Correct.
Ridiculous.
I'm saved on the sixth top of the man.
I don't get it.
Mother. Yeah, man.
Leave it to AI.
Oh, God.
Now, we've done it here. Remember how we, with the AI stuff, we played that guy's stuff where he knew AC/DC song and knew you can, Raj and I went and what was it? We were making a John Lennon song suddenly become a Beatles song because you can manipulate it and make it sound like Paul McCartney is singing with John Lennon.
Yeah.
And all of this stuff that they can do now. That is bizarre. You can get anybody to sing any song and have them sound like anybody you want them to sound like. Take a listen to this. AI took Kanye West singing a Luke Bryan country song called Country Girl, Shake It For Me. Totally AI. Kanye West doing a Luke Bryan tune. Here you go.
Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. From the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the daddies swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
It's not bad.
Girl, shake it for me. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Okay.
Not bad.
I mean, it might be good enough to convince Kanye to switch on over.
Yes!
He's played out everything else he's done.
Yeah.
I got to, Henny, you might know more about this than I do. And if you can find it on your music, it's well worth a listen. Let me see if I can find it so that you'll know what I'm talking about. Where are you? Give me just 2 seconds here, and if I can't, I'm going to try to do it from memory of what I read. Oh, here it is. Do you remember the Brian May Project Starfleet?
All right.
Brian May, back, how many years ago would this be? 40 years ago. Brian May is going to release a 40th anniversary deluxe box set of Starfleet. It's called the Starfleet Project. This was done during a time when Queen was around, where I guess Freddie Mercury was involved in another project.
No.
And Brian May teamed up with Eddie Van Halen. This 1983. Teamed up with Eddie Van Halen The REO Speedwagon drummer, Alan Gratzier. Keyboardist Fred Mandel, who played with Alice Cooper and Pink Floyd. And bassist Phil Chen, who played with Jeff Beck and Rod Stewart.
Oh, here.
And Roger Taylor.
Here.
And they put together a super group, and it's they're re-releasing it. Brian May is putting it out later on this year as a box set, and it's incredible.
Weird.
You got a little bit of it? Let's get a little taste of it. This is what I'm going to tell you about.
Good find there, Mar.
It's coming out in vinyl, CD, and cassette.
You say 8-track, too?
They may as well.
You remember this?
I didn't remember it until I just read about it, and he recruited Eddie Van Halen for the guitars. They've got jams that are going to be on the thing, a re-release of Starfleet. They got a bunch of other mixes, and it's supposed to be phenomenal. He should have a little solo in this thing.
Here in the background.
Oh, yeah. Know about this, and I started reading about it, and I'm like, holy crap, this is amazing. Gonna be a 40th anniversary re-release. This was from 1983.
That's pretty good.
And Haney and I have said it before. Freddie Mercury, what a voice, but you can tell the Queen influence that Brian May's voice also has.
Yep.
Go. All right, we got to take a break. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, and Haney, stay in control with this because he's getting so aggravated with Junior because Junior's looking for every excuse under the sun not to go and meet a lovely lady.
Yes.
Every excuse under the sun.
Yes.
And I don't want you getting frustrated about it. Get mad as much, get as mad as much as you want, but don't get frustrated about it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Raj, keep an eye on the phones just in case they call, because Scott and his daughter may call.
I am on the alert.
Okay, so just keep an eye out. I'm not saying that they're gonna. Junior's praying that they don't, and I don't understand why. Because
I don't want them both to call in.
Well, I think
that's a little weird.
His daughter, from what I understand, is taking a break from her job to try to call in. She doesn't know that she can. She's going to try because she's up for meeting you.
Yeah.
Oh, I see the phone ringing right now. Hold on. So let's just make sure. Let's make sure that we have what we have here. There we go.
It's probably going to be Todd.
Is that Scott?
It's Scott, yeah.
And I will ask all the questions, Junior, that you're thinking.
No.
Don't worry. I'll cover all the bases.
No, thank you.
Hey, Scott.
Hey. How you guys doing?
How are you?
I'm good.
Junior's here right now. And
so I've heard.
And I guess your daughter, I mean, do we want to say her name on the air, or do we just keep it, so that she has some semblance of privacy?
First name, fine.
All right. Your daughter, Samantha, you explained to her about Junior, and she's up for maybe, going out on a date with him, right?
Well, the way she looked at it, the worst of it could be she gets a nice meal in the deal.
That's right. She gets a nice meal out of the deal. And I know that you said she was going to try to call him, but she's working, so we have to understand that work comes first.
Yes.
But how did you go and approach her? And how did you go and say, because I'm going to be honest with you, Scott, and you might have been listening earlier. My mind is swirling around with this thing. I mean, it's your daughter, and you're basically throwing her at Junior with her approval. But how did you go and approach her about this? Tell us about it.
Well, first off, I was laughing so hard in your description of my scheme. You got me nailed.
Yeah.
I've been just had my eyes on Alfred Jr. for so long now. But that aside, no. She hears me talking stories about the radio station quite repeatedly because I listen to you guys every day.
Does she know? Does she listen to?
No, she does not. She doesn't have the work environment where she does get to.
I understand.
So she's not completely familiar. But I gave an honest description of Junior. I held nothing back.
Oh.
And she's an adventurous type. So, let me tell you a little about her. She's a Navy veteran. She was a jet mechanic.
Hold on. Wait. Stop. She's a Navy veteran.
Yes.
Thank her for her service.
Yes. And she was, like I said, she's a jet plane mechanic.
Wow.
And she's very intelligent, forgets nothing. She can read a novel in a night. She's very, very wide-range person.
Can I ask you a question, Scott? Why?
Yes.
We saw her picture. She's lovely. She is intelligent. She is served in our armed forces. And if you don't want to get too personal about this, why hasn't she found Mr. Perfect right now already?
That's the question I've actually been asking. She kind of puts off. I think I've given her a bad view of my relationships, including her mother and a couple stepmothers that could have some influence.
That could have a lot of influence. You bastard. You son of a bitch.
You know, they say you're supposed to want someone like that. No, she doesn't. So.
Everything that you say is pretty darn impressive. Now, Scott, I have to play devil's advocate. I have to. That is what I do for a living.
Yeah.
This, on the surface, if Junior says no, he's got a screw loose. However, if you are portraying this as well as you are, he could be going out on a date with not your daughter, but maybe your wife, and then she invites him back to the place where there's the big king size bed, and there's a two way mirror where you are, you know, shirtless, and then they start going, and then suddenly Junior's tied down to the bed, and then you come out with like nipple clamps on, say, "Let's get to town, Junior." How do I know?
Hey, hot dog.
For the boy's sake. I mean, seriously, Haney and I have been through the ringer. Roger, too, a few times. And by the sound of it, Scott, you have, too. But how do we know that he's not going in for a setup? He's a naive boy.
Well, like I said, she is 28, and I'm 60. And I'm not Al Pacino, so I don't get
right. Hey!
And she is my daughter.
Yeah, and that's why I would think that you would want to be protective. Now, I will say this. And by the way, to be in the Navy, yes, and doing what she does, she can, I think, handle herself quite capably.
Indeed.
Now, I'm going to ask you a hard question, and I don't want to, because Junior was saying off mic, he didn't want me to say this publicly, but he's a little embarrassed about this, that his, as he put it, his personal life, love life going on out there. Can we rest assured that if the two of them went out on a date, everything would be fine?
I see no reason why not.
What do you hear in him that says to you, "Hey, this guy would be great for my daughter"?
God.
Wouldn't you want somebody a little bit more prestigious?
That's a fair question. I don't know. I mean, I literally thought I'm not looking at him to get married, but
right,
like I said,
yeah,
I'd like her to go on a date
and get out and do some stuff.
Yes, she does go out with friends occasionally, things like that. But
not enough.
And
you know, Scott, at 60, those years that she's in right now, you got to do it then, because it's certainly not going to be any easier later on down the line.
I know that well.
I will say Junior is trying to better his education. He's not stupid. And he a couple of things you need to know about him. He's a mama's boy. and he likes cats.
Oh, okay, I don't even have a cat. I have three cats that she's all rescued.
Find them
a home. It's
I think home. That this will be. Here's what the deal is, because I know that she probably cannot call in. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah,
we have your number. I will make see that if Junior wants to pursue this, that he can text you, and then you can give him her number if she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And I will make sure that Junior, when he goes to meet your daughter, will have a gift certificate to go to the Pewter Mug to take her for a salad or prime rib or something along those lines, and they can at least get to know each other and see if they have anything in common. Fair enough?
Sounds perfect.
All right, Scott, let your daughter know that we're all in favor of this, and he's very excited, right?
This is the most uncomfortable I've been in a long time.
She won't bite you.
No, no.
Unless you want her to.
No, it's not that. You have a lovely daughter. It's just her dad is calling in to set up this date.
There's nothing wrong with that. He loves his daughter. He loves her. And this woman, and you know what? It's his daughter.
Yep.
But this is a pretty impressive woman. I will say that hands down.
Yeah.
Congratulations that you have a great daughter like this that served her country and has a head on her shoulder.
Stan, real quick, did you see the message your wife just sent in on text?
Oh, no, I didn't. Let's see. No, I'm not going to read that.
Okay.
She suggested that we go on a double date with him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, would you be up for that?
If that makes
sense. My wife and I will go out with you and Samantha. No. And then you know what? If it works out, who knows?
Chaperone.
You know what would make me feel very, very not romantic?
No. Was me around.
Looking at your face.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I agree. Scott?
No.
We have your number. Expect a call, a text from a junior to get your daughter's number. If it's okay with her, when this thing gets set up, I will make sure he has something for the pewter mug.
Excellent.
You are a great guy. You have
a this one, you're blowing it.
Yeah, that's right. You're blowing it, son. You're blowing it.
Don't blow it.
You are a good father, and you have a wonderful daughter. And let's cross our fingers that they at least go and have a friendship, and she can go out and have a nice night out.
At the very least, yes.
All right. So we have your number, and Junior will be getting in touch with you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Right, Junior?
Dude, I am so uncomfortable.
How
right
are you
now.
Gonna be uncomfortable about this?
like
can I explain something?
If she called in, that's God. One thing.
She's working, man.
I
She's
know,
working.
But, you know,
can I explain something?
Like,
her dad's 60 years old.
Yes.
All right.
And how old are you, 68?
61.
Oh.
And I know how he feels. And his daughter is more than willing to say, hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'll go and see what this guy's all about.
That's fantastic.
If you don't go and be a dick, it might be a nice evening.
I'm not being a dick. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to call Scott dad in like, you know,
he
the
doesn't,
next 2 weeks.
You heard him. This ain't about
He's
marriage.
He's not trying to marry you guys off.
Don't be a dick about it, okay?
Dude, you're being a dick.
I don't think I am. My wife even said we'd double date.
No,
I might
no,
be.
No,
but that
no,
ain't, don't worry,
no.
Hey, that ain't happening. That ain't even coming close.
No.
That's...
Now, no.
Well, hold on, what does this text say?
Stan, your wife and Samantha are probably about the same age. Yeah, close.
Yeah.
It's not far off, really.
They start a friendship there, at least.
They might be friends, too. Who's that on the...
Just someone who wants to talk to Junior. It's not no one in the family or anything.
So. Okay.
Is this person going to...
It's not Todd.
Okay. Okay. All right. Is it Al?
It's not Al.
Good. Ahoy, right. Who's this?
Ahoy, guys. It's Carmine.
Hey! Big work, Carmine!
I've had to use this term with somebody else that sat in that chair one time. Okay. But, Junior, you are a big puss. I mean, you can't get anything else. You can't get anything else handed to you this simply, and you want to blow it already.
I'm going to tell you right
now. I'm not blowing
I'm tell
it.
You right
it's
now,
like,
Carmine.
I feel like people are taking charge of my personal life here.
She's lovely. She's 28. She's a Navy veteran.
Yep.
She is extremely smart, well-educated, and is willing to go and spend an evening with Junior just to see if they have anything that clicks. How you don't have to be a moron to figure this one out.
Well,
I wish I was a bookmaker because I could make a killing on him blowing this and screwing it all up.
See you later.
No.
All right. No, the only thing, you know what, Junior, I'm going to be honest with you.
All right.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to lay off it.
Okay.
I'm going to go because I don't want you to
feel
it.
Here's the thing. Go ahead. Send Scott my number.
You have to go and send it on your phone.
I don't know his
phone.
Number.
I'm going to give it to you.
Give me the number. I'll send.
Raj, write down the number and send a text.
Okay. I'll take his daughter out. Okay, for a nice night.
Good. Okay. I'm not going to bring it up anymore. You're just going to come up to me and say, it's Tuesday night, and I'm going to need that gift certificate.
Yeah.
and I'll say, okay, and then we'll obviously want a full report back, but I'm not going to badger you and browbeat you on this anymore. Yeah. I'm not.
Okay, good.
You're either going to do it and be a man and take a lovely woman out, or I have no sympathy for you.
Yeah, I'm not just a man. I'm a grown-ass man.
Well, then act like it. What? You can act like a man.
Oh, God.
I'm a grown-ass man, bro.
Oh,
boy. Oh, God. Well, he said he's going to do it, so
yeah.
I'm going to do it.
All
That's
right.
good.
I'm not Great. I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
I have an open mind.
I'm moving on.
You
move on, right, then.
I am moving
Move on. These boots are made for walking.
I'm
going to
get this
walking.
Done. I'm going to get this done quickly. I keep talking about how everybody should have on their apps or a favorite on their computer of Ultimate Classic Rock. They put out a list today, and I'm going to rattle through it, but it's going to blow your mind, of legends in rock that have never had a number one single. In their entire history, they never had a number one single. And if at any time you say, I have the info to back it up. These bands and singers have never had a number one single. AC/DC, Bad Company, Black Sabbath, Bruce Springsteen. He's written number one hits for people.
Yeah,
but
he's not.
He's never had a number one. The Clash, CCR, Bob Dylan, Crosby, Stills, Nash, or Young.
Hey,
Rolling Stone.
That went to number two. Deep Purple, ELO, The Grateful Dead, Raj, never a number one. Green Day, Don Henley, Jefferson Airplane / Jefferson Starship, never a number one. Jimi Hendrix, never had a number one. Journey, never had a number one hit.
What?
You might think Don't Stop Believin' made it, or maybe Who's Crying Now? Surely Open Arms. The latter only went to number two. No number one. Judas Priest, no number ones. Kansas, The Kinks, Kiss, never a number one. Led Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Metallica, The Moody Blues, never a number one. Nirvana, they had an awesome album, never had a number one single. Ozzy, Pearl Jam, Pat Benatar, The Ramones, never a number one. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, R.E.M., Rush, Steely Dan, never a number one. Sting, solo artist, never a number one. Supertramp, nope. Talking Heads, Tom Petty, nope. Van Morrison, The Who, The Yardbirds, all of these bands never, ever had a number one single.
Well, it's never too late.
That's what we say about you, although I'm not going to bring it up anymore.
Yeah, you can't bring it up.
No, I'm not going to bring it up anymore. Yeah.
Stick to your word, man.
When we come back, we're going to give somebody a chance to win. We're going to play another edition of Stan's 10 to 200. 10 survey questions. You get to 200 points. You're going to be a winner. We'll do it next. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. Raj, I gotta do a few texts, read a few texts. But have the calculator ready, the music ready, because in just seconds we're going to play Stan's 10 to 200 for a beautiful prize selected, especially for one of our listeners. Absolute Law text line after the junior, as he describes, I look at it, and a lot of people look at it, great opportunity to meet a lovely woman.
Yep.
He's looking at it as embarrassment.
Oh, God.
My love life is under a microscope right now.
There is no love life!
Exactly. You gotta zoom in far, bro.
And this is just a couple of friends getting to know each other. God damn it!
Hey!
Absolute law text line.
Don't get
sorry,
mad and frustrated,
I can't get frustrated.
Yeah.
Because you know what happens to me when I get frustrated?
Yes.
I get like you.
Yeah.
Absolute Law text line. Our friend Amanda, who you know quite well.
Yes, yes.
Absolute Law text line. Junior, make her that pot roast. make that pot roast for her. You know, the one that we never got.
It's still coming, Amanda. It's still coming. You just got to give good things time.
This is from our buddy Adam from Publix. And I got to say about Adam, he's come to a few of our events. He's a good guy.
Yep.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah, nice guy until you read this text. Let's see what
Absolute
it says.
Law text line. Stan, does Samantha know that he's basically bald?
All right. All right.
There's
all right,
pictures ready. This is from Junior's number one fan, birth, gender, and full transformation.
Oh, God.
Let's see. From Al the Barber, Junior likes pussycats.
Thanks, Al.
Let's see. The Absolute Law text line. Hell yeah, Junior. Enjoy this date, brother.
All right, brother.
Uh-huh. Let's see. This is from our super fan, Scott. Maybe Junior would be more receptive if someone offered up their son for a date.
Well, it depends on what cup size he is.
This is from Captain Lazaro.
Of course, he's got a child.
You know what? If, God forbid, Stan, you double dated with Junior... Junior would want you to pay for the check. Yes.
Well, yeah, that's for damn sure. Yeah. Because after all, it was your idea.
Absolute Law text line. Please tell me. I've seen Junior. Does she have a moon face too? No. Absolute Law text line. Stan and Haney, if Junior is too much of a baby to take this girl out, I have a son that is handsome. He's an engineer and available.
Send a pic.
let's play. I'm going to release the phones. Raj, let's get somebody to play Stan's 10 to 200, 495-9696. He's got the music over there, and he's going to have the calculator. I've got 10 questions, survey questions. 100 people surveyed in each one of them. Think of those people as points. If we go through 10 questions and you have 200 points or more, you're going to be a big winner. We have Mighty Muscle tickets. We have Busch Gardens Summer Celebration. We have Culver's. We have Pewter Mug. We have Stan and Haney Baba Kusaw. Let's see who wants to play here. Let me grab this. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is John.
John, do you want to play?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Now, you know how this is done. 10 survey questions. Your job, give me the most popular answer, okay?
You got it.
If you get over 200, you're going to be a big winner. All right, here we go. Let's begin. We hope, hopefully, after the first five, you're over 100 points, but we'll find out after we take the whole exam. Name something you only have one set of. Name something you only have one set of.
Golf club.
Golf clubs. Okay. And what's your first name again?
John.
John. Next question. If you had all of your teeth pulled today, what would you have for dinner tonight?
Kitty cat.
All right, I'm going to stop right now. If you're not going to play, I'll get somebody else to play.
Dupe.
Yeah, are you going to play?
Yeah, Dupe.
Okay. Next question. Name a meat you carve at the table.
Turkey.
Okay.
Yeah, I make the best turkey.
Oh, no, you don't. You make disgusting turkey, just like that damn pot roast that Amanda and her husband have never gotten.
Hey, man, it's coming.
What? How many years has it been?
A couple.
Uh-huh.
Good things take time, brother.
John?
Yes, sir?
If you won the lottery, name something you would buy for every member of your family.
House.
All right. Next question. Name a word that starts with temp. T-E-M-P. Name a word that starts with temp.
Temporary.
All right. We are now halfway done. We start the second half. Name something that some people get paid to do that parents do every day for free.
Clean house.
Okay. Question number 7. Name something you will never throw away, no matter how ratty it gets.
T-shirts.
Okay. Next question. Name a creature that an exterminator has nightmares about being 60 feet tall and chasing them.
Rat.
All right. Two more. Number 9. Give me a word that rhymes with spouse.
Louse.
Okay. Final one. Give me a vegetable that starts with the letter B.
B or B?
B as in boy.
Broccoli.
All right, let's stop the clock. How do you, other than clowning around your first couple of times, how do you feel you did?
Hopefully pretty well.
All right. Well, let's find out. Raj has the calculator. We're going to go over this and see how well you did. He is going to constantly shout out the score, and we'll hopefully see if you score 200 or more points. Here we go. I asked you, name something you only have one set of. You said golf clubs. Zero.
Zero.
Number 1 was eyes. One set of eyes. Then I asked you if you had all of your teeth pulled today, what would you have for dinner tonight? You said soup. Number 1 answer. 35 people. What do we got, Raj?
35.
Oh, that's right. We just got on the board. I then asked you, name a meat you carve at the table. You said a turkey. Number 1 answer. And it was a big one. 64 people.
Wow.
Nice.
99
already. That's how you play the game. Then I asked you, if you won the lottery, name something you'd buy for every member of your family. You said a house. That is the number 2 answer. 33 people.
Car was number 1, I bet.
The number 1 was a car.
132.
132. You're doing well. You're doing well, John.
Thank you.
Next question I asked you, which is the 5th question. This will be the halfway mark. Name a word that starts with temp. You said temporary. That is the number to answer. 25.
157.
Wow. Temperature was number one. I then asked you, name something that some people get paid to do, but parents do this every day for free. You said clean. Number three answer, 31 points.
188.
Oh, you got this one nailed. You got number two was babysit, and number one was cook. What's he got, 188?
Yeah.
I said, name something you will never throw away, no matter how ratty it gets. You said clothes. How many points away?
12 points away.
Oh, you got this nailed. Clothes was number one answer. 56 points, you're a winner.
Wow.
Just like that. Just like that.
How many more does he have left?
He has three more to go.
Oh, jeez.
Let's see.
Could he get the record?
See if he gets a three.
See if he can get the record. Name a creature that an exterminator has nightmares about being 60 feet tall and chasing them. You said a rat. That is the number five answer, 10 people. Higher than that, number four was an ant. Number three was a termite. Number two was a spider. Number one, a cockroach. I then asked you to give me a word that rhymes with spouse. You said louse. That is the number three answer, 22 points.
Wow.
Number two was house. Number one was mouse.
He's a 276.
276. Nobody's scored 300, right? Nobody.
We had a 350.
We did?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens here. Last one. I asked you, give me a vegetable that starts with the letter B. You said broccoli. That is the number one answer. Number four was Brussels sprouts. Number three was beans. Number two was beets. You said broccoli. 68 points.
Wow.
68 wow. points. Number one answer. What do we got?
344.
344. Wow. Just short of the record. Just short, but wow. Very impressive.
Nice.
Even after basically tossing out that first question and trying to tank
sorry,
it.
Sorry. I want to apologize for
that's
that.
That's all right. And trying to tank it on the second one.
I'm a little jet lag. I just got back from Kuwait. So
you whoa. Just got back from Kuwait?
Yes, sir.
Are you in the military?
Prior military and contracting.
Thank you very much for what you do.
No, thank you guys. I love the show, and I'm glad I finally got back to listen to you guys.
That is awesome. Now, let me go and ask you what you would like to have. I've got Stan and Haney Babakoo Saw. I've got Pewter Mug. I've got Culver's. I've got Busch Gardens, and I have Mighty Muscle tickets.
I'll take the Mighty Muscle ticket. I love
it. All right. You got it, buddy. And we'll let you pick the game you want. If there's a fireworks game or a special night event game that you want, Roger will take care of it. And again, a welcome home, first of all, and congratulations.
I want to apologize for answer number two. But
you don't have to apologize.
We you gave know, you a little leeway.
I gave you a chance to continue. You know what? Yes, you were being a smartass.
Yes, I was.
But I accept that because you are doing some great stuff. So hold on, and I'll let Raj take care of you over there, okay?
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, buddy. Hold on. Have a great weekend. Hold on. There he goes. And yes, thank you for what you do.
Nice
thank
guy.
You. And a nice guy, and I accept his apology.
Good people.
What did you say?
I said thank you.
You have I won't bring it up that you have an opportunity to go out with a woman who was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm. I texted her father.
And did he text you back?
Nope.
He didn't.
But it's only been, half an hour, so...
Well, he, of course, has to get her permission.
Am I about to get ghosted by her dad?
No, but trust me, all of Southwest Florida is going to keep up to date on this. And so if you do get ghosted, which I don't think you will be, the poor woman's at work right now.
Yeah. I think he's just waiting to pass it along.
It takes time.
Yeah. Well, until she gets off work.
I was advised that it's best for me to get the number.
Don't expect her to call you. Right, call her.
Which makes sense, you know. So.
Oh, God.
Okay, I don't know what dating's like in 2023. When Haney and I were young bucks, you would call the girl. You would pick her up. Uh-huh. You would pay for the meal. Mm-hmm. You know, it wouldn't hurt to hold a door open for her, show her to her seat, let her sit down.
Yeah.
Let her decide what she would like to eat.
Yeah.
Now, if we go back to our parents, they would have decided for her. The lady will have the steak. Yeah. And they had no say in it. Yeah. We come from a generation where we have manners, but we let them decide.
Yeah, that was immediately after World War II, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. However you want to do it.
Yeah.
I got 3 minutes. Let me fire a couple of these at you, Junior.
All right.
Here, and Rod, you too, if you want. Is he still busy?
He's still busy.
Tell me an animal that probably snores when it sleeps.
Bear.
Number 3. 9 people said it. Number 1 answer, a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Name a place where you'll hear a bell ringing.
A bell ringing?
Yeah.
Train station.
That didn't even make the list.
Grocery store around church. Christmas time.
Oh, yep, chapel.
All right.
Name a piece of sports equipment that's made of leather.
Baseball glove.
Yep, that's number 1. Somebody actually said a football helmet. Name something of yours you hope will be in good working condition for many years, especially if you have to go and pick somebody up on a date.
My penis.
Car.
Oh.
Fill in the blank. Ice blank.
Ice water.
That didn't even make the list. Ice cream, ice cube, ice tea, icebreaker.
Whatever.
One more. Name a place where a person might be a no-show.
A date.
Did not make the list. The number 1 answer is what you do all the time.
What is it?
Work. A no-show at work.
I thought you would get that
right off the bat.
Yeah.
Well, here, one more. Name something you didn't know you wanted until the neighbors got it.
A hammock.
Pool, number 1.
Oh, they already had a pool, though.
Followed by a nice pickup truck.
Yeah!
All right, we're going to take a break.
I live in Lehigh. Everyone's got a pickup truck.
I noticed that about North Fort Myers, too.
Yeah, North Fort Myers, Lehigh.
And then I'll take the break. So I'm driving down Bayshore, and I say this a lot, but I really stopped to think about it.
Yeah, it's pickup truck.
That's a given. Yeah. But I stopped at a light on Bayshore, and I looked over next to me. Now, this is on a weeknight, and I see this giant four-wheeler pickup truck with the giant wheels, the clearance of 2 feet or 3 feet underneath. It's giant. It's got the lights up on top. And I'm saying to myself, I looked over and I said, "Do you take this to the grocery store? Do you drive this to church?
Double park in the back of all the parking lots.
And it's like their main car.
Yeah,
it can't be a comfortable ride." This is your family car?
Yeah.
I don't get it. And I'm like, I have a car. I am one car for 50 pickup trucks.
I think you understand more than most because you did drive truck one day.
Oh, it's a different world.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't. Let me tell you right now. you are in a different society of people. You're in a different world. It, a lot of people talk about the world of athletes and the the world of a superstar. If you're driving a truck, you're in a different world.
You started dipping tobacco.
Yep. You want to do a little dip.
You were listening to Keith Urban.
Yep. And I had a cowboy hat. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Stan and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 K-Rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, the first one, you don't have any idea what's going on behind the scenes here because people are suddenly saying that they're interested in Junior. I can't figure out how. Mm-hmm. But the first one, hold on, I don't have your mic on. The host of the show is talking. Damn it with you. I'm trying to do good things for you and you're acting like that.
Yeah, but then you treat me it's like dirt.
So I think with Samantha and her dad, Scott, 100% above board real.
Yeah.
And we just got a text from a guy who's a regular listener of the show. And I believe that. And he even pulled an instance where he used Junior as a lifeline in Are You Smarter Than Haney? And he actually finished with a tie. And I believe all that.
Yeah.
And he says that he has a friend and described what, you know, that she would be interested in maybe, you know, going out. And,
well, I think the person texting was also a female.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever.
Whatever. But I will add to that afterwards. Hold on. But Junior said after this, describing this woman, he wanted pics. And they sent a pic.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to tell whoever it is that sent this, if that is real, that's amazing. I don't think it's real. That picture is, this is Stan talking, and I'm speaking for you, am I not?
Yes, you're speaking
for me. She's, wow.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing that every one of us said in this room, that's fake. You're being catfished. Now, I thought it was a guy texting us. You think it was a girl. If that's the case, and the girl texting us is like her friend, you're ready. It's a gold mine. She's nice.
Wow.
Get her. Raj?
I just want to say I'm currently officially single,
Hold on. That's what I'm trying to take care of right now.
Roger's throwing himself in the pool.
Let me ask this person, because if we can get Junior a date, Raj, if she's beautiful, if we can get that for you, then the two of you can go and double date and intermingle.
Yeah,
I mean, after all, you two have already been out together, and then we got it. It's great. This could be wow.
It's ponderous, man. Ponderous.
Because I'm going to tell you something, and I'll be honest with you. There have been times over the 42 years that I've been doing this where we've done this kind of stuff for each other. And what Haney and I have gotten in the past were killers and pigs. I don't see the two that have dropped their pictures today and are interested in going out with either one of you.
They're beautiful.
They're gorgeous.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I feel bad because this last one was addressed to Junior. So I feel like I need to, give him a chance at either or both. And then, you know, if something doesn't work out.
No, Roger.
You're included in this. You know what? I think get them all together and you guys pick which ones.
These are people, Sam.
Although I'm going to say right now.
These are people.
They are, and they're beautiful people.
Yeah.
Hi, mommy.
You, what's your mother going to think with these girls coming to your door at all hours?
You're not going to take my baby boy away from me.
I'm telling you right now, and using an old term, I've seen a lot of talent today.
Yeah.
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 Wow. I am truly humbled.
Are you embarrassed now?
Oh, you did a nice thing, Stan.
Yeah, I did a nice thing. And let me tell you, if you want to talk about going out on a limb, taking a risk, these two beautiful women that are interested in you and maybe even Raj, I don't know. That's called taking a risk. That's taking saying, boy, I'm putting myself out there. These are women doing this. You're a grown man on a 100,000-watt radio station.
And
incidentally, my buddy Dave, the architect, is listening to us right now in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And, but he sends his best to you.
Thank you.
And he remembers, he just sent me a text, and I don't remember this, but he says it's true.
Hold on.
That we've been playing this kind of game for a long time. Let's see what he said. He said, funny you are talking up a blind date with your friend there. You guys called me a blind date up after our date. You put her on the air. You guys asked her said that I was okay as long as I didn't have any sugary drinks. He said that was 36 years ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been an old gag we've been doing for a long time, and I have not seen the results today like in 36 years. These women are beautiful.
Well, you're the wrong person to probably say this to, but I may be too old for either of these two people.
Look, no, you're not.
Look,
Raj.
Listen to Stan's advice here, okay?
You,
he knows a thing or two about age gaps.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. I used to go with the half my age plus 7 rule.
No, yeah, don't worry about that. You're a man pushing 50 now. Don't worry about that. Right, the ages of these two is the right wheelhouse. Okay. Trust me, it makes you feel younger.
Well, hey, good for you, Stan,
and good for both of you.
Yeah.
Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 4 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. are they saying stuff now?
Should check out the new text.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Now that's more my type right there.
Now they're sending in a lot of pictures from nature magazines.
There's a lot of National Geographic going on here.
Now can I please, we're doing a job here.
Hey.
All right, please. What am I looking at? Oh.
National Geographic. That's what we're looking at.
Fort Myers got debris in the road. I-75 northbound before Alico Road. Lehigh Acres crash. Gunnery Road and 7th Street. Down Collier County Way, we've got a crash. Immokalee. Charlotte Street and New Market Road West. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, we will have the news for you. But every day at this time, we have the headlines. These are stories that you will be hearing. And they're brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL, also open on weekends.
I don't know. I think the third one's definitely where I'm going.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what you deserve. Yeah. You don't. The other two, you don't deserve them. Coming up in less than an hour.
Yeah.
We will have some things for you. You didn't know. Just wow. We've talked to them both, and they're both lovely people. Rhea Perlman and Danny DeVito have been separated for years and years and years. Mm. But do you know that they're still married?
Mm.
And that they are still on very good terms? They just can't live with each other. Tom Hanks knows you hate some of his movies, and he hates some of them, too.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, screw that movie, Big.
I'm going to give you the Forbes list of America's richest self-made women.
Okay.
It's an impressive list.
Yeah.
Some of which, there's a debate. One on there is probably not self-made.
Kendall Jenner.
It's a Jenner.
Yep. I think there's a couple of ones in that family.
Kelly? Yeah.
Yes.
I got 20 actors we can't stand. One of them is James Gordon.
Boom.
Yeah, that Gordon. Has he moved back to England yet?
I hope so.
Will Smith also on that list.
Boom.
Al Pacino has demanded a DNA test.
Hey.
Billy Joel is ending his record-breaking run at Madison Square Garden. That number, when I went and looked at how long he's been doing it for a decade, every one of his shows sold out for 10 years running at Madison Square Garden. Oh, Chipotle is giving out free burritos every time a player hits a three-pointer during the NBA Finals.
Oh, no.
They're going to go broke.
No.
Think about this. And this is how our country has changed. And not for the better. I'm going to give you 10 things that were normal 25 years ago, but today are considered luxury items. 25 years ago, we didn't think twice. You want it now? You better have some dough. It's a luxury item. Some of it's pretty scary. A study figured out what perfect boobs look like. I saw a couple.
Hey, yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yep.
I think I already know what they look like.
Yeah. Well, there's different sizes.
Yeah.
And they got there is a sweet zone. It's sad, but it's true. Splash Mountain has officially closed for good this week. And finally, an inmate escaped from jail but was caught when trying to order from McDonald's dollar menu.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's the $5 menu now.
These stories and much more.
I'm 80 side to the feed bug.
I don't understand what you just said.
I heard cheeseburger. Yeah. But somehow I understood everything.
What did he say?
He said, hey, man, I want a cheeseburger.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Give me a cheeseburger.
Yeah, man.
I don't think that you and I need to hear that ever again.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who wants it? Who wants a cheeseburger? Do you want to hear that anymore? I don't want to hear that anymore. laughter. We all need.
Want a cheeseburger, man?
We all need laughter.
Okay, David.
You mean it's more than a dollar?
No.
Time now for the 4 o'clock fluffer. Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Oh, how was your date with Junior?
She doesn't like to talk about it.
Right.
Hey, boy.
Today, believe it or not, I didn't know this until now. Today is National Donut Day. Here are the top ways to celebrate National Donut Day.
Top ways to celebrate National Donut Day.
Thank you, Raj. I need your help, Haney, on this. I need your help. Stop looking at the texts. What? I need your help.
What?
Oh, man.
Someone just offered me 12 inches. So.
Jeez. Now we're talking about sausage swipes. I don't want to hear anything about that. Jeez.
Top
ways to celebrate National Donut Day. Don't take the nice thoughts of the pictures that we, the legitimate ones we got with your sausage swiping. Jeez.
You ran out of breath on that one.
Top ways to celebrate National Donut Day. Have sex on a pile of rainbow sprinkles. I need your help. Hey, look, skip the cocaine and snort some powdered sugar.
Hey.
Some of these are horrible. Carry around all of your belongings in a sticky pink box.
No.
Yeah. Spend the day calling Cheerios a tiny donut. And finally, the top way to celebrate National Donut Day.
Mm-hmm.
Cut a chunk out from the middle of your steak, pop it into your mouth, and announce to everyone at the steakhouse, I'm eating a meat hole.
Oh. 30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
Elvis, I've left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email. I got a ton of email. I will only read one because of time today.
Scatter?
Yes.
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 And I'll try to get to the rest of them on Monday, because a lot of people wanted to answer our question of the week. I will read Scatter's, and then we got to take a break. He wants to answer the question of the week.
What about our presidential facts?
He doesn't have one here today. Well, I don't see it on here. I just wanted to say I have been in enough crisis as the governor of Texas to know that when you are the leader, you have to project a calm and ready. You have to project a calm and ready about yourself.
Yes.
I have to go in for an operation 3 hours after reading this at the Robert Packer Hospital in Sayre. Right now, I am in Horseheads. I say that with a calm delivery. You see, I need to get rid of something I was never supposed to have in the first place. It's been bothering me for about 8 or more years. I do not want to show or tell the audience, but they should be afraid, because I beseech the sky, not with agony, but with pride.
What?
I don't know.
What?
When I return from this, I will actually be me finally. Jeez. Oh, I have never been as calm as I am right now. It's not a trip to view a piano rock concert, but it's about a 20-minute trip from where I am presently. This is the trip that counts.
Oh, what just happened?
I don't know.
See, you want me to read these?
God. That's Scatter.
Was the answer to the question of the week?
Yes.
Wow.
Classic Haney when we come back.
Wow.
96K Rock.
I got a stroke.
Tempt your taste buds with tantalizing tacos from around the globe. Stan and Haney's International Tacos is here, with locations throughout the Tri-County area. Tacos aren't just from Mexico anymore, so Stan and Haney invite you to eat Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Try our taco tortellini, taco teriyaki, corned beef and cabbage quesadilla, and more. One bite and you'll know it tastes like Stan and Haney's International Tacos, or for short. It's so easy to remember. Just think of the initials. Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Visit our website at sh*t.com. Call us in Lee at 334-SH*T. In Collier, 775-SH*T. Just remember, Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Try us once, and you'll know what sh*t tastes like.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney.
You gotta be shitting me.
Yeah.
You can't pay me enough to say this.
I think we did.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney show, where an hour and a half ago, Junior was never more embarrassed in his entire life, but now walking around like a Cheshire cat.
Well, now all the women are basically throwing themselves at me, and it's kind of going to my head.
You know, Raj has feelings too, okay? He's
Is that true?
He's a human.
You have feelings?
I try to, you know, hide them as much as possible.
I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't know that.
Now, I did what I did yesterday, Raj, for Junior. I didn't think I'd have to do it for you. If you want me to, I will, you know, next week. But I don't think you need that.
No, I don't really need it, but I was just feeling a little left out, especially after some of the pictures that we got.
Yeah. So.
But, you know. If it doesn't work out, I'm around.
Well, if it doesn't work out, we have another single guy ready in the wings.
But it's all about you, Junior.
Who I honestly think.
Well, it's always about me.
Who I honestly think waiting in the wings is a much better human being. let's get you updated on traffic, and I'll be perfectly honest with you.
I know you are.
He's a much better human being.
Yes, and you've said it twice now. Mm-hmm. Say it a third time. Just get it out of the way.
He's a better human being.
Okay, let's do traffic.
Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 4 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. We're busy. We'll start in Cape Coral where we got a crash. The 900 block of Hancock Bridge Parkway. Hit and run crash, I-75 northbound at Daniels Parkway. Haven't we learned enough? Haven't we? Fort Myers, crash, Briarcliff Road and Michael G. Rippey Parkway, down Collier County. North Naples, crash, Airport Road North and Immokalee Road. And on the rock, Marco Island, disabled vehicle, the Jolly Bridge southbound. And you are up to date. Ahoy.
Hi, honey, how's my little cocky stand ya?
Oh, everybody, hey, everybody, it's my best friend, the woman who's helped me lose weight. Over, it's Fat Pat, everybody. Hey, Fat Pat.
Oh, honey, it's so good to hear your voice. How you been hanging in there?
Oh, I've been doing, you're putting on the pounds, Fat Pat. You know, I keep saying, fat, get off me, but it doesn't work.
Oh, don't you dare say it doesn't work. It only works if you work it. Remember that, honey?
I know, sweetheart. And how have you been?
Oh, I'm still fighting the battle of the bulge myself.
It's tough. It's tough.
I am going to go on nothing but a full-on acid vinegar diet. Wow. So I can fit into my bathing suit for 4th July.
Oh, for 4th July, huh? You're going to get there? Are you going to go down to the beach?
I want to, honey. I want to do the beach. I want to do the pool. I want to do the whole deal. But right now, it's just baby steps. And tomorrow, I'm going on my full acid vinegar diet.
Now, what does that consist of? I'm familiar about vinegar, and it's acidic. So you're going on an acid vinegar diet.
It's a fat burner. Uh-huh. And if you forego all foods and liquids and drink nothing but vinegar, it'll just melt the pounds right off you.
Oh, it will also hurt your stomach, Fat Pat.
Well, I got to be working, you know, this old gal's got to be working on that beach body, and yeah. I'm taking baby steps. I can fit the top on of the suit, but the bottom's a different story.
4th of July is just around the corner. Are you going to be able to do it?
Oh, honey, if it weren't for the acid vinegar diet, no. But yeah. With the acid vinegar diet, as soon as I get off the diet, I'm going to eat like a horse.
Ah, there you go, sweetie.
Well, and then I'm going to take a laxative, and then I'm going to go to the beach.
Okay, good girl. Good girl. You're sticking to that strict diet. What brings the pleasure of you calling the show today? Because it is a pleasure always to talk to you, Fat Pat.
Well, little birdie told me something that got this old gal pretty excited.
What's that?
Did I hear that Junior is back?
He is back. This is his third week back on the show. He's back, Fat Pat.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You know, I like to have a big hunk of man back there producing
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, Junior's like a 6'6".
I'm a whole lot of man.
I'll just listen to that beautiful voice.
Yeah, you hear him?
You know what? You know, honey, I bet you could sing as good as Johnny Cash.
I'd sing better.
What, you favor us with a tune, honey?
Maybe later, just for you.
Oh, he's taking a liking to you too, Fat Pat.
Well, we just might have to invite you after I take that laxative to the beach with us. Honey?
Yes?
Now, did I hear that Junior is a cat lady himself?
He is. And if memory serves me right, Fat Pat, you're a kind of a cat lady, too.
I love my kitties. And I think anybody that picks on a big hunk of man like that can love a little kitty cat, they're wrong. I think that's so attractive.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. That's what I've been saying.
We did the story earlier in the week, Fat Pat, that they asked women, what do they think of men, one, not holding a cat, and the same, what, holding a cat. And most women, with the exception of cat ladies, had disgusting replies. They think a man holding a cat is just horrible.
Well, they better not say that in front of Fat Pat, the cat lady.
Fat Pat, how many kitties do you have?
Oh, right now, I've got 4 beautiful little kitty cats, but I've owned so many over the years, they've all touched my heart.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I was a young girl, you know, back in my 30s, and we had a little kitty cat, and I called him my little muffin.
You're a little muffin. You're a little kitty muffin.
And I love that little kitty muffin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just loved it to death. Just love that little kitty cat. Was just the sweetest little kitty. And Muffin was a cuddler.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And I think Junior's cat's that way, too. You know what his cat's name is, don't you?
What is Junior's kitty's name?
My kitty's name is Peanut.
Penis?
Peanut.
Yeah, so I hear the same thing, a penis.
Honey, why would you name your little kitty cat Penis?
I didn't name my cat Penis.
Don't get me wrong, it's a cute name, but where'd you get the inspiration for that?
I named my cat Peanut.
Penis.
No.
I got it, honey. I got it. Even a man like Junior, who's comfortable enough in his masculinity to have a little kitty cat.
Yeah, he loves that kitty cat Penis.
He doesn't want people knowing he named it Penis, Stan.
I don't know why. I mean, you have 4 cats, Fat Pat. You can tell me the names of your 4 cats. What are they?
Well, I can, but honey, I was trying to tell you about Muffin.
Oh, Muffin, and then and Puss in Boots and Whiskers.
Yeah, and Muffin, you know what he loved to do?
What?
Or maybe it was a she. I don't know. But muffin.
Yeah, Junior doesn't know about penis either. He doesn't know if it's a boy cat or a girl cat.
Well, these days you're not allowed to ask him, honey.
I found muffin, that out.
Muffin would jump up on my big fat tummy, and I always call it, look, Muffin's making biscuits. Muffin's making biscuits.
Yeah, when they're kneading at it, they're getting all kind of, I think that's some kind of instinct with cats when they were nursing with their mothers or something.
Yeah.
but have you seen any? Have you seen any pictures of Junior and penis?
No, I'd love to see pictures of Junior and penis, but I haven't seen any yet. Shoot them my way. I'm on Instatalk.
Yeah, hey, but, maybe you can share. But what about Muffin?
But you gotta be careful with your kitty cat, Junior, especially little penis. You gotta be careful because Muffin died of feline AIDS.
Oh my God, that does go around, Fat Pat. Cats can get that feline AIDS.
And then I had another cat named Ricky Ticky Tabby. I called him that because he caught a garter snake.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Pat and I are friends on social media, Junior, and I see everything she posts is some funny, goofy thing her cats have done, pictures with her and her cats. They do so many interesting things. I could watch those little clips you put up there, Fat Pat, for hours.
I love it, too. You know what the kids call them?
What?
Memes.
What call them what?
Memes.
Memes?
Yeah, like the word me twice.
Memes.
They call them memes. Yeah.
Yeah, Junior's got to send you some. He's got pictures of penis with him in his bed when he's just woken up. His ass is right by his face, and he's smiling.
You know, what I want to warn Junior about is when we have our key cats, they seem to be so self-sufficient, you know? But I found out the hard way. Uh-huh. Honey, you got to take him to the vet because Ricky Ticky Tabby died of feline leukemia.
I thought it was AIDS, feline AIDS.
No, that was Muffin.
Oh.
Ricky Ticky Tabby died of feline AIDS.
Oh, you just said that was Muffin, that Ricky Ticky just died of feline leukemia.
Right. Muffin died of feline AIDS, honey.
Okay. So
when Muffin died, I did a big fundraiser.
And how did Muffin die?
Muffin died of feline AIDS, honey. And then Ricky Ticky Tavi died of feline leukemia.
Okay, I thought it was AIDS. And you did a what? What did you do after the kitty died?
I did a fundraiser, and I got lots of money donated, but then I had to give it all back because they claimed, because I consider Muffin to be a little person, that they thought the money should go to AIDS for people.
Right, and not feline leukemia.
No, feline AIDS, honey.
Who?
You know, they're gay. They can be gay, too.
That has nothing to do, Fat Pat, has nothing to do with it. I just want to go
and
make sure that the two of you can share cat stories.
And then, I'm telling you several cat stories right now, honey.
Yeah, but that's between the two of you.
And my cat, Smokey.
Smokey.
He passed away from feline emphysema.
Oh, my God. You know, you've had a lot of cats, Fat Pat, and they've all died of various things like leukemia, emphysema, AIDS.
And that's why I'm telling you it's so important that, you know, you think they take care of themselves because they can clean themselves, honey. And a lot of times they don't want to be bothered and they don't like to go in a car. And they hate it when you take them to the vet, but it's very important because now, these days, unlike it was back, you know, in 2010, they have a lot of shots. They can give your kitty a shot to keep him from getting that stuff.
Yes, but you can also catch stuff from your cat, too, Fat Pat, like that cat scratch fever, if they nip you or scratch you on that. And you always have to keep their litter box clean because you realize those paws are in that litter. And then they jump out and they want to jump up and get close to your face and everything.
And then I lost Bootsy due to opioid addiction.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're too smart for their own good, and I didn't even know why a kitty cat would want to get in Fat Pat's medicine chest. God knows what you're going to find in there.
Yep, and that was tragic. But you got four healthy ones right now, don't you?
I sure do.
AIDS, leukemia.
And feline emphysema, yeah.
But all and the jab now are healthy.
Honey, the odd thing is he never even smoked.
But you do.
Oh.
Secondhand smoke, Fat Pat.
Oh, come on, honey. You know there's no such thing.
So how can I make sure that you and Junior get hooked up on social media so that you can... Are you smoking now, Fat Pat?
Am I dieting? Of course I'm smoking. You know what? I put a Virginia Slim in my mouth, and I feel like Margaret Court.
Now, where can Junior see your pictures of Kitty and all that?
Oh, I can get the Instatac.
Instatac, yeah. Sign in there.
You know, the tickety-rickety-tickety-talk Instagram.
Yeah, and all the kitties are up there on that. And we've been trying to get Junior to post his pictures of his kitty, but he doesn't want to do that.
I got the one account that I keep for my grandkids, Instagram.
Yeah, and...
But that's, you know, I can't put any NSFW stuff on that one.
All right. Good luck on your vinegar diet. Your what is it? The acid vinegar diet?
My acid vinegar diet, and I would love to see a picture of Junior in penis.
Yes. Yep, I agree. I think we'll post one up on the old website.
Is Junior, is penis a cuddler?
Oh, yeah, she loves the cuddle.
Can I see a picture of it on my telephone?
I'll send one right over.
I can't wait. And don't you let those boys pick on you, Junior. You're a big hunk of man.
That's right, baby.
Bye, Fat Pat.
By the way, I'm sorry that you got cut off on the grinder.
Something wonderful happens when you change to
Stan and Haney.
You'll feel better.
Did you say I'll feel better?
Yes, and here are the reasons why. Coughs disappear. Parched throat clears up. That stale feeling vanishes.
That is wonderful.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the show. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Then we'll take a look at news. Let's kick things off with traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Four Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. And you know what? I'm really sick of this. Fort Myers. Crash. Second one today, by the way. I-75 northbound at Daniels Parkway. And, yeah, there's road blockage causing some delays.
It's just ridiculous.
It's a joke. And you know what? This isn't season in the middle of winter. It's summertime or almost summertime.
It's June. What is going on?
Lehigh Acres. Crash. Sunshine Boulevard and 15th Street. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes or so. News brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District starts right now.
Hey,
good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, June 2nd. Double M, double X, triple I. Sitting in for Mark Haney, my name is Stan. Hi.
What is up, big pimp?
Right on.
We like to have fun around here.
Here are some things you didn't know. There are 18 states in America that have never had a female governor. California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Nevada, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. I'm originally from Connecticut. We had the first female governor in the country, Ella Grasso.
How'd she do?
She was a good governor. She was known, like Bobby Bowden from Florida State, had to wear a lot of colognes and perfume because had permanent body odor.
Ooh.
Yeah, there are people like that, that no matter how you can get out of a shower, you stink.
Lots of patchouli?
I don't think Ella Grasso wore patchouli. Do a search of her and she'll scare you.
I'm good.
She could have been a man, but she wasn't. When you, and I'm going to preface this, and a lot of people don't understand it. When we had the Civil War, the war between the states, you had the Confederate states and you had the Union states. Many of the generals, in fact, all of the generals and leaders of the Confederate states of America were at one point in time Union generals and leaders,
right,
respected, going to West Point, and then Lincoln brought the country back together. They were told to go back home, go back to your farms, live your life. Thus, because we're all Americans, several Confederate generals and leaders had military bases named after them, statues made after them. And with revisionist history that we have today, a lot of them have been taken down. They were all at one time respected leaders. Until this year, there were 10 U.S. military bases named after Confederate generals and leaders. All of them are being officially redesignated this year with new names.
Mm.
Those bases, Fort Lee, Fort Hood, Fort Benning, Fort Gordon, Fort Bragg, Fort Polk, Fort Pickett, Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Rucker, and Camp Beauregard.
Some big bases there.
Today, as a matter of fact, Fort Bragg. Remember in Rambo?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Johnny, come on in. I'll fly you back to Bragg. Fort Bragg in North Carolina today becomes Fort Liberty. Bragg had been named for Confederate General Braxton Bragg. Matter of fact, on June 13th, Fort Polk in Louisiana will become Fort Johnson in honor of Sergeant William Henry Johnson, who fought in World War I. I don't know how many people know this as a fact, but it is. The Mona Lisa was never completed by Leonardo da Vinci. It's an unfinished painting.
And you said it's pretty boring.
Oh, it's nothing to write. Yeah. If you go to the Louvre
and see what's next to it,
you're going to be amazed at the other paintings.
And then there's just the Mona Lisa
that they have to put under a thick bulletproof glass because it's been stolen so many times.
Now everyone's smearing frosting on it.
Anybody that does that, and I see them jumping into the Fountain of Trevi, and they'll do it to a Van Gogh, and these throw away the key with these people.
Oh, yeah.
The top theory why Leonardo da Vinci didn't finish the Mona Lisa is because he fainted and hurt his arm.
Oh. He just got bored.
Could have. More than 3 million Americans over the age, again, before I do, look up Da Vinci's students who also painted the Mona Lisa.
I did look that up last time.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
His students.
Yeah.
There was a project, paint this.
They're all like a little bit different, you know?
Yep. More than 3 million Americans over the age of 60 are still paying their student loans off. That's a total of more than $86 billion in unpaid student loans.
Let's get Biden to clear that up.
I don't think so. I think we need that money in this country.
I don't know.
Pay it up.
It sure would help me.
I paid mine.
Oh, well, good for you.
You didn't.
Nope. Still not.
Jeez.
Fight the power.
Again, let's look at the example. The outermost part of the Earth's atmosphere stretches so far, it even goes beyond the moon. You know, every newscast, I like to throw out a few little things. I'm not going to dive right into the stories and, you know, go into detail, but if it piques your interest, the stories are readily researchable.
Some quick jabs.
Yep. Despite their separation, Rhea Perlman and Danny DeVito are still married, and they're still very good friends. Guests on this show. Another guest on this show, Bill Cosby, is being sued by a woman who says he drugged and sexually assaulted her in 1969. Shockingly, that we haven't heard about this in more over 50 years.
Well, I mean, a lot of people did.
I will say this. I don't know what Bill Cosby did when the celebrities were at the Playboy Mansion, and there were a lot of them. Who knows what went on? I can tell you this, that I spent about 4 hours with Bill Cosby before all these allegations came.
And you didn't feel woozy once.
My daughter went on stage with him to do 20 minutes and hung out with him backstage. My ex-wife was backstage with him, and he was nothing but a complete gentleman and was very kind.
He was probably just terrified of your wife at the time. Yeah. She's scary.
President Biden tripped and fell over an alleged sandbag at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation in Colorado.
It's a clumsy little lie.
According to this news report, he did not die.
Oh.
It says it right here.
So that's not a body
double? If you want to go and watch it, I mean, he doesn't even try to pick himself up. He's full weighted as people are picking him up.
He's full on ragdoll in the Secret Service.
The Super Mario Brothers movie surpassed Frozen to become the second highest grossing animated film of all time worldwide.
I don't understand that.
Academy Award winner Tom Hanks knows you hate some of his movies. He says he hates them too. He'll tell you which ones if you want to go and research it.
Big has got to be on there. It was a dumb movie.
It was a big moneymaker. According to Freddie Mercury's old songbooks, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody was originally titled Mongolian Rhapsody. A homeowner in Minnesota beat an intruder in his home with a baseball bat, which was wrapped in barbed wire and studded with screws and nails.
Hell yeah, dude.
fracturing the intruder's skull.
Mm.
That intruder could get up to 20 years in prison. Says here the homeowner with the bat was also arrested and could get 10 years.
Oh, come on.
Which is ridiculous.
What?
That's why when you go, you got to finish it and then take that bat and throw it in the fireplace.
Yeah. Well, they're going to find the nails.
Don't worry. Bar. They won't know.
Just burning a fence post.
Forbes just released their annual list of America's richest self-made women.
Mm.
Number one is a woman by the name of Diane Hendricks. She's won it for the sixth year in a row. She's worth $15 billion. She is the co-founder of a company that distributes building supplies. Most of the people on this list, these women, you will not recognize because they're not celebrities.
They're actual business women.
Self-made women. Here are some of the names you might recognize that are on Forbes' list of America's richest self-made women. First one that you probably would recognize was at number 13, Oprah Winfrey. Mm. $2.5 billion. Number 20, Rihanna. $1.4 billion. 21,
really?
Yep. 21, Kim Kardashian. $1.2 billion. Number 34, Taylor Swift. $740 million. Forbes created some controversy because at number 38 is Kylie Jenner. $680 million. There is controversy surrounding Kylie when she became the world's youngest self-made billionaire because is she really self-made?
Well, same thing with Kim Kardashian, too.
Yeah, Forbes thinks so.
Really?
Madonna's at 45, Beyonce's at 48. There's a tie at 56 with Celine Dion and Judge Judy. 59, Ty, Dolly Parton, and Reese Witherspoon. 61 is Barbara Streisand. 73 is Ellen DeGeneres. 89 is tennis star Serena Williams. There are some actors we like, some actors we hate. We don't know them personally, so we can't make a judgment call on that. It's just that when we see them on screen, we don't know if we like them or not. MSN asked fans to name those actors that they don't like. Here are the most popular. These are people we don't like.
Can I take a quick guess?
Go ahead.
Because for me,
go ahead.
The Rock.
No, not did everybody loves The Rock.
I just get annoyed sometimes.
I'll go 10 to 1. Number 10, Woody Allen.
Oh, well, that's a given.
Number 9, Kevin Hart. Number 8, Jesse Eisenberg. Number 7, James Franco.
Yeah.
Number 6, Will Smith.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Number 5, Lena Dunham.
I know Haney doesn't like her.
Number 4, Jared Leto. Number 3, James Corden. Number 2, Steven Seagal.
Yes.
Number 1, Andy Dick.
Just makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Let's do this Al Pacino stuff and then we'll take a break. Because it's nasty. It sounds like Al Pacino didn't exactly celebrate when he found out that 29-year-old Noor Al-Fallah was having his baby. In fact, he demanded a prenatal DNA test.
Jeez.
A source claims Al did not want more children, and Noor even told him she couldn't conceive because of a thyroid problem. A source says, quote, she knew Al didn't want to have more kids. They have no relationship, and it's a mess. Supposedly, Noor weaseled her way into Al's life before the pandemic by becoming close to his 22-year-old daughter. The relationship was basically over for more than a year when she reestablished contact and got pregnant.
Oh, God, that just makes me so mad.
On the flip side, Robert De Niro says that being a father again feels great.
No.
He also says he's very happy for Pacino.
Oh, jeez.
We'll have more news in a moment. In other news, this is disturbing. People on social media are talking about things that were normal 20 or 30 years ago, but are considered a luxury now. This is amazing. But it's true. And it's an example of what has happened to our country.
Is food on there?
I'll get to it.
That's all me and Raj want to know about is the food.
Number one, they say new furniture made out of real wood.
Oh.
You want to get real wood furniture? It's going to be pricey. Owning software you purchased.
No subscription.
Right.
Based software, yeah.
This one's so true now. I can't believe the prices on concert tickets. It's a luxury now to go to a high-end concert. Technology has made a lot of things better and more accessible, but its effect on concert tickets is definitely not one of them. Another luxury item that was normal 25 years ago, single-income families buying a home. Can't do it.
Nope.
I see in my neighborhood, I bought my house 2 years ago. In my neighborhood, 2 years later, my house style, and even the model that is lower than mine, I could not afford to buy it today. Not even close.
No, they like doubled, tripled in price.
Not even close. Number five, good quality fabric and clothing. And also household products that don't break within the first few years of use. I'm going to tell you this right now. If you look, go to your parents' house or your grandparents' house. If they bought a TV, it came in a wood cabinet, maybe had the stereo with it. Your television, it was a piece of furniture. Piece of furniture that you brought into your home. Not anymore. It's a disposable thing now.
It's like my record player cabinet I got from my grandpa.
Right. Yeah. It was a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
Used to be expected, now it's a luxury. Legroom on airplanes and meals on domestic flights. Number seven, anybody with a part-time job or struggling to get by knows this is a fact. Affordable health care.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know here at Beasley, I mean, I'm grateful that they provide us with health care if you're a full-time employee, but years ago, and again, I've been here for over 30 years, you had a few dollars taken out of your paycheck, and you didn't have to go and decide what you wanted. You just had health insurance, and $5 was taken out of your pay, and you were covered. Not anymore.
Nope. God, that sounds like a dream.
Calling a company and getting a person.
Yeah, those persons cost money.
And one thing, yeah, and one thing that we don't have to worry about anymore. 20 to 30 years ago, you would suffer from boredom.
Yeah.
Now there's plenty of things to take your attention. Any ladies out there think that they've got perfect boobs?
Yes.
Researchers at New York University just did a big study to figure out what that might look like, meaning what the average person thinks is ideal. Over 1,000 men and women were shown photographs of 25 different sets of boobs and had to rate how attractive they were. Researchers took the five with the best ratings and combined them into one image to show what perfect boobs supposedly look like. Not surprisingly, they were fairly perky, but not huge. I think that's key. The study describes them as, quote, moderately sized. But here's the most interesting insight. Being symmetrical didn't actually matter that much. The perfect boob in their composite image are slightly different in sizes. And the right one hangs just a little lower than the left. In other words, perfect boobs actually have some imperfections. So whatever you're rocking, be proud. If you want to look this up, be careful because some of the pictures are not safe for work. Do it at home.
A lot of nips?
Yep.
I like them all.
Every one of them have their own quality. Yeah. We can get both of these in. This is sad. Disneyland's Splash Mountain closed for good this week, but not before it gave one last person a full-blown panic attack. If you haven't heard, Disney announced they were closing it in 2020 over issues of racism. It was based on their 1946 movie, Song of the South, which, if you can get a copy of it, is absolutely brilliant. Even Disney CEO Bob Iger called it not appropriate in today's world. One of the one at Disney World closed back in January, and the original ride at Disneyland closed this past Wednesday, 34 years after it opened in 1989. They're renovating both rides and opening a similar one next year called Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Mm.
It's based on The Princess and the Frog. The original ride isn't totally dead yet, but if you'd have to go to Japan to ride it, there's still one operating at Tokyo Disneyland.
Oh.
Because they just know fun.
Yeah. They have a little bit more
sense.
It's
not about fun, and you know, geez, I don't even want to get into it.
It's all about pushing the old movies.
Yep. Yeah, it's about pushing an agenda. Anyway, back to the panic attack. Someone posted a video this week of a girl at Disneyland hopping off the ride while it was still in motion. Her fault, not Disneyland's. We're guessing she was nervous about the big 50-foot drop at the end. Luckily, she's fine, though.
It's not even that bad of a drop.
It isn't.
It's not. What, she tried to bail out of the log?
Yeah, get up before the ride stopped.
Jeez.
Finally, we alluded to this in the grab bag earlier today. This is simply amazing. Good observation, too, by the McDonald's employee. On Tuesday, an inmate in Ohio named Jason Conrad somehow escaped from custody while he was being transported to a doctor's appointment. But he was captured the next day thanks to a tip from a McDonald's employee. You see, Jason rode up to the McDonald's on a bike and asked for something off the dollar menu. The employee told him that they haven't had a dollar menu for years. And so the guy took off. The employee said that the guy seemed out of touch. And that's when he remembered hearing about the escaped inmate and contacted police. They were able to catch up with Jason soon afterwards. Now, it's no big caper. This guy wasn't some butcher. He wasn't a huge threat. He was a drug trafficker.
Yeah,
well, you understand that,
right? Yeah.
And as amusing as it is to think of him being behind bars for 20 years and just now getting out, he was actually just arrested in April. Apparently, he hadn't been a McDonald's customer in quite a while, or only had a buck on him. That could be another reason, too.
It's about one of those Burger King fellas.
Why does Burger King still have a dollar a meal?
I don't know.
Doubtful.
I'm more of a McDonald's guy.
But they don't have a dollar meal.
No, because they're high end.
Yeah. What? And that's the news for today, Friday, June 2nd, double M, double X, triple I. Sitting in for Mark Haney, my name is Stan. Hi.
What up, my guy?
Yo.
News brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. We're going to take a break. We will be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your week with us. It is greatly appreciated. You have no idea. Thank you so much. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home. It is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Four Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Well, there we go. Rod, you're going to have to handle this one.
Oh, thank you, Stan. We have a crash Gateway Boulevard at State Road 82 in Fort Myers. Watch out for that. Also, looks like that earlier second crash, 75 northbound Daniels Parkway. That blockage has been cleared up. You might still see some residual delays. Lehigh Sunshine Boulevard southbound blocked up at 15th Street West. And we got one thing in Collier County, a broken down vehicle in Golden Gate. Pine Ridge Road to Logan Boulevard South, and you are up to date.
Thank you, Raj. Probably about 10 years ago, Haney and I had the privilege of interviewing Roseanne Cash, Johnny Cash's daughter, who has one of the greatest voices in the world, and she was absolutely spectacular. She put an album out a few years back called The List that her dad, before he passed away, said, "Sweetheart, you got to record these songs," and she called it The List. This is one of them that she did with Elvis Costello.
It's got some of that twang.
She's great.
Mother June Carter?
No.
Oh.
First wife.
You were coming back to see.
makes me want to dip tobacco.
Yeah, why not? Makes me want to kiss her.
With some dip in my mouth.
Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Your gravestone doesn't have to be factual. You know that, right? That's yours. Make sure you take advantage of that. Don't let some uncreative relative just put some schmo, loving father. You, that guy could have been a you don't even know. If I get that, I want to have just a little, the tasteful little rectangular, flush with the ground, headstones, nothing fancy, tasteful font, and just say, Kyle Christian Kinane, born December 23rd, 1976, died in your arms tonight. Quotes must have been something you said. Because listen, that's not a great joke, all right? But it's the best one you're going to read in a cemetery. And where more do you need a laugh in this world? Kyle Kinane's got you, even after death. Kyle Kinane AD's here for you. You're walking in there, it's a sad day. Maybe you just see that, like, right there, peripheral vision, walking in, and you just... It's 80s lyrics. This guy. It's the son that died in your arms tonight. This guy.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here Monday, 2 o'clock. Do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. I'm going to ask you a hard question, and I don't want to, because Junior was saying off mic, he didn't want me to say this publicly,
but he's
a little embarrassed about this, that his, as he put it, his personal life, love life going on out there. Can we rest assured that if the two of them went out on a date, everything would be fine?
I see no reason why not.
What do you hear in him that says to you, hey, this guy would be great for my daughter?
God.
Wouldn't you want somebody a little bit more prestigious?
Well, that's a fair question. I don't know. I mean, I literally thought I'm not looking at him to get married, but
right.
Like I said,
yeah.
I'd like her to go on a date.
And get out and do some stuff.
Yes, she does go out with friends occasionally, things like that. But
not enough.
And
you know, Scott, at 60, those years that she's in right now, you got to do it then because it's certainly not going to be any easier later on down the line.
I know that well.
I will say Junior is trying to better his education. He's not stupid. And he a couple of things you need to know about him. He's a mama's boy. And he likes cats.
Oh, okay.
I don't even have a cat.
I have three cats that she's all rescued.
Okay.
Look, find them a home.
I think that this will be... Here's what the deal is, because I know that she probably cannot call in. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
We have your number. I will make see that if Junior wants to pursue this, that he can text you, and then you can give him her number if she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And I will make sure that Junior, when he goes to meet your daughter, will have a gift certificate to go to the pewter mug to take her for a salad or prime rib or something along those lines, and they can at least get to know each other and see if they have anything in common. Fair enough?
Sounds perfect.
All right, Scott, let your daughter know that we're all in favor of this, and he's very excited, right?
This is the most uncomfortable I've been in a long time. She won't bite you. Unless you want her to. No, it's not that you have a lovely daughter. It's just her dad is calling in to set up this date.
There's nothing wrong with that. He loves his daughter.
Right, no,
he loves her. And this woman And you know what? It's his daughter.
Yep.
But this is a pretty impressive woman. I will say that hands down.
Yeah.
Congratulations that you have a great daughter like this that served her country and has a head on her shoulder.
Stan, real quick, did you see the message your wife just sent him on text?
Oh, no, I didn't. Let's see. No, I'm not going to read that.
Okay.
She suggested that we go on a double date with him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, would you be up for that?
If that makes sense.
No. My wife and I will go out with you and Samantha. No. And then you know what? If it works out, who knows?
Chaperone.
You know what would make me feel very, very not romantic?
No. Was me around.
Looking at your face.
Yes. Yes. Okay, fair. I agree. Scott?
No.
We have your number. Expect a call, a text from a junior to get your daughter's number. If it's okay with her, when this thing gets set up, I will make sure he has something for the pewter mug.
Excellent.
You are a great guy. You have
a this one. You're blowing it.
Yeah, that's right. You're blowing it, son. You're blowing it.
Don't blow it.
You are a good father, and you have a wonderful daughter. And let's cross our fingers that they at least go and have a friendship, and she can go out and have a nice night out.
At the very least, yes.
All right. So we have your number, and Junior will be getting in touch with you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Right, Junior?
Dude, I am so uncomfortable.
How
right
are you
going
to be uncomfortable about this?
like,
can I explain something?
If she called in, that's God. One thing.
She's working, man.
Can I explain something? Like,
her dad's 60 years old.
Yes.
All right.
And how old are you? 68.
61.
Oh.
And I know how he feels, and his daughter is more than willing to say, hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'll go and see what this guy's all about.
That's fantastic.
If you don't go and be a dick, it might be a nice evening.
I'm not being a dick. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to call Scott dad in, like, you know, the next 2 weeks.
You heard him. This ain't about
marriage.
He's
not trying to marry you guys off.
Don't be a dick about it, okay?
Dude, you're being a dick.
I don't think I am. My wife even said we'd double date.
No,
I might
no,
be.
No,
but that
no,
ain't, don't worry,
no.
Hey, that ain't happening. That ain't even coming close.
No.
Hold on,
what does this text say?
Stan, your wife and Samantha are probably about the same age. Yeah, close.
Yeah.
It's not far off, really.
They start a friendship there, at least.
They might be friends, too. Who's that on the...
Just someone who wants to talk to Junior. It's not no one in the family or anything.
But. Okay.
Is this person going to...
It's not Todd.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. Is it Al?
It's not Al.
Ahoy, right. Who's this?
Ahoy, guys. It's Carmine.
Hey! Big work on.
I've had to use this term with somebody else that sat in that chair one time. Okay. But, Junior, you are a big puss. I mean, you can't get anything else. You can't get anything else handed to you this simply, and you want to blow it already.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm going to tell you right now, Carmine. I feel like people are taking charge of my personal life here.
She's lovely. She's 28. She's a Navy veteran.
Yep.
She is extremely smart, well-educated, and is willing to go and spend an evening with Junior just to see if they have anything that clicks. How you don't have to be a moron to figure this one out.
Well,
I wish I was a bookmaker because I could make a killing on him blowing this, screwing it all up.
See you later.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.